WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Justin Finch. Former President Donald Trump has revealed his plans to turn himself in to Georgia authorities Thursday. He and more than a dozen other people face felony charges for allegedly conspiring to overturn the presidential election loss in 2020. Parts of California and the Southwest still digging out of the mud from Tropical Storm Hillary. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Cathedral City.
It is still a mess across Southern California, especially here in the Palm Springs area. Cathedral City really getting hit hard with flood and mud. It looks like a mud snowstorm came through here. We've seen several cars try to get through. Some get stuck. Some need help from their friends. And it's just difficult to get around this area.
Maui residents grateful for President Biden's visit to the island. However, they say his words of support will ring hollow if they aren't followed with commitments of federal dollars. This is ABC News. The heat wave hitting the Chicago area, forcing changes for several school districts. One in South Holland, Illinois, going to e-learning for 3 days. And the start of school for students in the 13-school Downers Grove District pushed back from tomorrow till Friday. New help today from Washington for people struggling under student loans. Details from ABC's Andy Field.
The president calling it saving on a valuable education loan, or just SAVE. President Biden creating a new federal student loan that would put a cap on payments at 5% for undergrad loans starting next summer. The president's plan would let a single student loan borrower making less than $33,000 pay zero in monthly payments until they earn more.
Some radioactive water from the Japanese nuclear plant hit by a tsunami set to be released into the Pacific Ocean this week. The water has been treated and the first release will start on Thursday. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to the Associated Press, federal authorities say two men have been arrested in Nevada and Wisconsin on charges that they carried out separate telemarketing scams that cheated people out of tens of millions of dollars. Criminal charges in Manhattan federal court were lodged Thursday against Richard Zeitland and Robert Piaro. Zeitland was arrested in Las Vegas while Piaro was arrested in Fredonia, Wisconsin. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said the men lied to donors by falsely letting them believe most of their donations were going to help veterans, aid law enforcement officers, and fight breast cancer. The Wisconsin State Patrol announced it will be conducting aerial enforcement in four counties this week. Wisconsin State Patrol pilots plan to be using air support units today along I-39 in Rock County, tomorrow along I-43 in Walworth County, Thursday along I-90 and I-94 in Juneau County, and Saturday along I-41 in Outagamie County. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you remember your President Nixon, David Bowie, with David Sanborn on saxophone, signature Sanborn sound from the mid-70s? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Got 9 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Tuesday morning. 71 degrees in Eau Claire and 69 degrees in Richland Center. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything we are discussing this morning, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. By the way, you can also send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. And Stu is spelled S-T-U. And just before the break, we were discussing this piece from The Nation. A really interesting piece, speaking of young Americans. It's about a young journalist who grew up as a very conservative person. You could say an extremist conservative. And then became a libertarian. But when the Black Lives Matter protests happened in 2014, 2015, she decided that what she was seeing wasn't right. And she became more of a liberal type person. Now, by the way, her name is Amanda Moore. She's got this piece that was just posted today in The Nation called Undercover with the New Alt-Right. And the subheadline says, for 11 months, I pretended to be a far-right extremist. I discovered a radical youth movement trying to infiltrate the Republican Party. And it seems like that is what's going on. She went undercover. And just before the break, we were in the story. We were at the part where she was planning to go to CPAC, you know, the conservative political action conference. She was going to go undercover with a microphone, a recording device, and see what she could find out. So I'll pick up where I left off. She says, my plan for CPAC was mostly to observe and record. I created a loose backstory. Much of my alter ego's life was similar to mine. She was also named Amanda. She was from Annapolis, Maryland, where I had once lived. And she had been a libertarian for years, but where I went left, she turned far right. I spent very little time at CPAC itself. She says, I was more interested in the surrounding parties and fundraisers, where attendees would feel comfortable among their like-minded fellows. One of these events was a reception hosted by Republicans for National Renewal, also known as RNR. Their speakers for 2021 included the far-right provocateur Laura Loomer and U.S. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar. I arrived early hoping to get a front-row seat. A man who looked to be in his 30s tried to make conversation with me, wearing a disheveled suit and sporting two gashes on his face. He didn't seem like someone who would be capable of spearheading a fascist takeover of the Republican Party. Quote, Trump has really changed things in Michigan, he told me as I scanned the room for anyone who looked important. Quote, like all the hardcore Trump people are now in positions of power. I'm the district chair. The leader of the Trump Republicans is the co-chair of the party. We're really seizing that power over the GOP, end quote. Seizing power? Suddenly, I was all ears. He introduced himself as Shane Trejo, and we chatted a bit before he went up to give a speech. Though he spoke for less than 2 minutes, Trejo urged the audience several times to grab one of the RNR booklets. Quote, that pamphlet will tell you everything you need to do to become a precinct captain. And then we can, from the bottom up, throw out all these rhinos and make the GOP a solidly America First party. After the event, Trejo asked me for my phone number. The next morning, I texted him to find out if he was going to stick around for Trump's speech. Trejo took the opportunity to hit on me. Quote, we should meet at the DoubleTree. You got a room for me to nap in? LOL. End quote. I rolled my eyes, but decided to play nice. In addition to being the chairman of Michigan's 11th District Republican Committee, Trejo was an election whistleblower and a writer for Big League Politics, a far-right propaganda outlet where he had published a video verifying, in quotation marks, verifying his claims that poll workers in Detroit were trained to lie to voters. While the clip did not actually show this, it did get him mild notoriety in far-right circles and earned the outlet a cease and desist letter from Michigan's attorney general. Trejo also wrote for Wax at Liberty Conservative. In 2017 and 2018, Trejo co-hosted a podcast called Blood, Soil, and Liberty with fellow Liberty Conservative contributor Alex Witoslawski, an outspoken member of the white nationalist hate group Identity Evropa, I believe is how you pronounce that. It's spelled E-V-R-O-P-A. Story goes on and says, Blood and Soil is a reference to the idea in Nazi Germany that ethnic Germans have a deep and unique connection to the land. Trejo had registered the domain for the podcast just days after the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where marchers chanted blood and soil. In November of that year, Trejo and Witoslawski had guest hosted an episode of Nationalist Review, a far right podcast normally co-hosted by James Alsup and Nick Fuentes. Every episode but one of Nationalist Review has been scrubbed from the internet, but I received the one Trejo appeared on from Daniel Harper, whose podcast, I Don't Speak German, tracks the far right. In the two-hour podcast, Trejo and Witoslawski doubled down on their support for Roy Moore, a serial assaulter of teenage girls. Trejo called him a folk hero. And they also blamed minority outreach for the destruction of the Libertarian Party and championed the idea of free market eugenics. Free market eugenics in quotation marks. So when RNR sent out an email asking if anyone who had attended its reception wanted to get involved with the organization, I immediately replied yes. When Laura Loomer shared a video of Trejo on her Telegram channel, I texted him the link and gushed, quote, OMG, you didn't tell me you were famous, end quote. When I met Roger Stone at an event, I sent Trejo a photo. In June, Trejo responded to one of my messages with an update on his Stop the Steal mission, quote, we are doing affidavits to demand a forensic audit in Michigan today. I've been notarizing affidavits all day. He said they would be turning them in within 2 weeks. We are going to have a truckload, although the actual word starts with an F instead of truck, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the end of that quote there. Got to take a quick break. The story is just getting interesting. We'll get back to it after we take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I get down. it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 11 a.m. today and continues until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. A heat advisory begins at 10 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 7 p.m. Thursday night. 92 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 72. High of 94 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 a.m. Right now, 73.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Scorching guitar on that from Vernon Reed, who, by the way, is celebrating a birthday today. But that's not the only reason to play that song from Living Color, Cult of Personality. Man, is that what's going on with the right wing, with the extremists, with the MAGA crowd, Trump followers? What else could it be besides a cult of personality? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. 74 degrees in Amory, 67 degrees up in Hayward. And we've been discussing this story from The Nation, thenation.com. And it's a story by a woman named Amanda Moore, who's pretty young. Sounds like she's still in her 20s. But she grew up as a pretty conservative person. Very conservative, as a matter of fact, pretty extreme, and became a libertarian until about 8 years ago or so, when she saw some of the crazy stuff going on with people who called themselves libertarians. She decided that that wasn't for her, and she She had her eyes open. She became aware that a lot of the things that she believed weren't really true. Now she's a journalist, and she has this story in The Nation called, this was just posted today, by the way, called Undercover with the New Alt-Right. For 11 months, I pretended to be a far-right extremist. I discovered a radical youth movement trying to infiltrate the Republican Party and doing a pretty good job of it, too. Just before the break, we got to the part where she was getting together with this group called Republicans for National Renewal and the fact that they were going to demand a forensic audit in Michigan for the 2020 presidential election. And there's a quote where we left off. It says, we are doing affidavits to demand a forensic audit in Michigan today. I've been notarizing affidavits all day. We are going to have a truckload. And again, it actually doesn't say truckload. It's another word that starts with an F that I can't say on the radio. But I'll pick up right there and continue. It says, I asked what he thought would happen. Quote, I don't think the election results will be overturned, but we can drag them through the mud, he wrote back. And then she responds, LOL, monopolize their time and expose their BS, that word written out. And he responded, yeah, like they did with Trump and Russia. Keep hammering these Fs. And I think he meant to write the word delegitimizing them, but he seriously misspelled the word delegitimizing. But that's okay. Nobody spells correctly anymore, right? And the story goes on and says, in early June 2021, I broke my arm, fresh out of surgery and with nothing to do but spend time on my phone. I texted Trejo. Another CPAC was coming up, and I asked if he thought Trump would be canceled as a speaker for being too openly America first. Quote, he should be like, I got to say it, after seeing 8 months of Biden, I'm feeling like January 6th was justified. Trejo replied. This was the first time that January 6th had come up between us. I said that everyone wanted to pretend that it was the work of the FBI or Antifa. Trejo immediately replied he didn't believe that, and the people who did were effing sheep. They are all such morons, end quote. And then he described how he had experienced the Capitol riot, and this is his quote. I was at all three rallies. Conservatives were getting suppressed by police and became more angry and militant with every rally. The police literally enforced the effing vote steal and protected Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists. Nobody, as far as I can tell, is talking about any of this except me. And I can't talk about it loudly enough because I am an elected Republican official now. It's so effing frustrating. During the riot, I had heard people blaming Antifa, and it didn't take long for former Fox News host Tucker Carlson to suggest that FBI infiltrators were involved. The scapegoating was effective. Almost without fail, the boomer conspiracy theorists who populated QAnon conferences were quick to say January 6th was a peaceful day. But the fascists and those with ties to white nationalist groups were proud of storming the Capitol. Got to take a break right there. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Yeah.
summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Donald Trump has revealed his plans to turn himself in to Georgia authorities Thursday. He and more than a dozen other people face felony charges for allegedly conspiring to overturn the presidential election loss in 2020. Parts of California and the Southwest still digging out of the mud from Tropical Storm Hillary. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Cathedral City.
It is still a mess across Southern California, especially here in the Palm Springs area. Cathedral City really getting hit hard with flood and mud. It looks like a mud snowstorm came through here. We've seen several cars try to get through. Some get stuck. Some need help from their friends. And it's just difficult to get around this area.
Maui residents grateful for President Biden's visit to the island. However, they say his words of support will ring hollow if they aren't followed with commitments of federal dollars. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin has received a dubious honor yet again. A 2021 report shows Wisconsin is leading the nation in binge drinking, affecting nearly one in four adults in the state. Statistics show that binge drinking